Nolte, Ock freaks over something called a Sig Heil, whines about libs of TikTok. By John Nolte on January 22, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, dropped an entertaining video Tuesday where she freaked over something, or someone, she describes as a Sig Heil, defamed President Trump as a rapist, and whined about libs of TikTok, a popular Twitter account. Feigning outrage, Ock went off. I like. You're gonna do a Sig Heil, you're gonna do a Heil Hitler. Or their rebrand, a Roman salute, from behind the presidential seal of the United States of America? It's on. It's on. And what's so important for us to understand is that as long as we don't give up, it's not over. It's not over. It is not over. Libs of TikTok started crying because I said over the weekend that Donald Trump was a rapist. And they went on Twitter and they went boo-hoo-hoo. And I said, basically, F you. Cry more. I don't give a shit. Like, you want to support a racist? That's on you. That's on you. But I don't. And they wanted to call in all these threats to my office and all this other stuff? I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Unless my memory is off, Sig Heil directed some of the early Charlie Chan movies. The good ones with Warner Oland. Not the later ones with Sidney Toller. It's also possible I misunderstood her and she's referring to Sid Heil. He was the younger brother of Alan Heil Jr., who played the skipper on Gilligan's Island. But other than playing the triangle in his high school band, not much is known about Sid Heil. Watch, a taste of what's to come. Trump's border czar leaves Ock sullen and angry. As far as Heil Hitler, I think he was Adolf Hitler's third cousin, who was known as a quiet man who worked in a bank and spent an inordinate of time turning around saying, yes? Only to discover two guys in black uniforms saluting one another. He later married a fan dancer. They had three kids. After she got fat, he divorced her and was last seen hailing a taxi out of town. Jokes aside, it looks as though Ock has decided that her top role in the Trump resistance, part 2 will be as the hoax queen. In that 75-second video, she spreads at least three hoaxes, likely four. She claims Trump is a rapist. False. She claims Elon Musk did a Nazi salute. False. She said she doesn't give a damn about libs of TikTok when she obviously does. She said her office received threats, and did so without evidence, so who believes that? Ock, like the rest of the regime media and Democrats, are totally at sea without an effective line of attack against Trump, his agenda, or the Republican Party. I've been watching politics closely for close to 40 years and have never seen the left flail like this. But this is what happens when we have a president who doesn't care what the media think and a public that soundly rejected Democrat policies and no longer trusts a corporate media that puts serial liars to shame. My favorite part of Ock's latest meltdown is her attacking the Anti-Defamation League for not being anti-Nazi enough, as she pals around with open anti-Semites and her fellow squad members, reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. She's also openly trying to help criminal illegal aliens remain in her district. Trump stole the Democrat Party's best issues and now the only policies they have left are hysteria, grooming, insanity, lying, and killing babies. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.